Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Las Vegas is a place where working the system can get you in serious trouble. I'm looking at you, card counters.
But why not go after the system in a positive way? At Sam & Ash, we provide that with the best personal injury representation.
And as a former insurance defense attorney, I know their tricks, and we'll use that to your advantage.
With our compassionate yet tenacious drive, we'll get you the maximum settlement that you deserve.
So call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. TE1 will chronicle a 60-year evolution of the tight end position, from its origins as an obscure, overlooked blocking role to the versatile superstar position that it is today. I'll explore the evolution of the position through conversations with some of the all-time game-changing tight ends. And just like the incredible tight ends we sit down with on my new show, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. This truck is all about grit, strength, and dependability. The same attributes it takes to be a tight end.
It's time for another Vegas Nation podcast. It's the Raiders postgame edition. Starting now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the game day edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. It's Ed Graney, Adam Hill, and I'm Heidi Fang here. And we are brought to you today by Sam and Ash Injury Law and presented by our current Blue Wire sponsors, DoorDash, Sunday Ticket, and Favor. Catch up with everything we're doing on VegasNation.com. And guys, the Raiders today, a win in their first week here in Carolina against the Panthers, 34-30. They pull it off after almost blowing the lead. Adam, I got to ask, Ed and I have been here at Carolina. What was it like for you watching from Vegas and seeing this unfold before your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think, a performance you come away and say, okay, it's a win. And that's really the biggest takeaway. You got what you needed out of your stars. I mean, Derek Carr played efficiently. Josh Jacobs was fantastic. Some of the rookies showed up in spots. And you got to see that kind of unfold on television. And you know, I think the biggest takeaway, if you were asking, like, what's it like watching it on TV, I guess, compared to maybe being there, is we got to see LV on the screen. It was the LV Raiders, and that was something that we've been waiting for a long time.
Ed, what did you make of the team's overall performance in week one here against the Panthers?
Pretty much what Adam said. I mean, they weren't great defensively. They really couldn't get a push on Teddy Bridgewater. But when the time came to make a play, they made a play on 4th-and-1 to seal the game. They were not good in the red zone last year, finishing with touchdowns. Today, they were 3 of 4 with touchdowns. And the one time they didn't finish with touchdown, they got 3 points. So, and then the game-winning drive by Carr. It was efficient. They got helped by a pass interference call by former Raider Tahir Whitehead. But Adam's spot on. Look, with what's coming up in the schedule and what's happened in John Gruden's first 2 years, they come east where they hardly ever win. They get a victory and they can feel good about themselves as they go towards a much much harder game, you would suspect, after what we saw tonight against the Saints on Monday Night Football. This was about getting a win. There's things to clean up, but I think they're going to get on the plane pretty happy.
How much do you think that Gruden just let out the biggest sigh of relief or exhaled or whatever it is that he needed to do once Josh Jacobs went into the end zone in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, he's in his third year and they have not been good under him. And they gave him a huge contract worth a lot of money. So eventually, much like people say Derek Carr needs to win games, you know what? John Gruden needs to win games. So this is a huge start for them. Again, I'll go back to, they have a really tough schedule coming out. They needed this game. Adam and I talked about it earlier this week on our podcast on Sportsmanlike Conduct, that you needed this win. They were favored and they came in and they're better than the Panthers. Panthers, I thought, you know, played well in spots. Christian McCaffrey is everything everyone thinks he is, but you know, to come in and get a win on the road, you don't argue with that. You guys know this. You don't argue. You don't worry about anything other than you got to win and you get on the plane, because it's hard to do in the NFL.
Yeah, believe me, the sigh of relief wasn't on the touchdown the Raiders scored. It was on the fourth down stop. And really, I think the sigh of relief started when the Panthers didn't give the ball to Christian McCaffrey. When they decided to go in another direction, I think Gruden's like, okay, it's not McCaffrey. And then the Raiders come up with that stop. And, you know, of all the takeaways, I think you look at it and say there's a lot of good and a lot of bad. And, you know, you can learn lessons in a win. And it's much, much nicer to do than learning them in a loss. But, you know, of all the things that showed up on paper and all the great things we mentioned earlier, the fact that defense was able to come up with a stop like that, despite being torched all day, they come up with that stop, and a guy like Cleland Furl gets big, gets a push, and makes a big play, and that's why you bring him in. And as much as he's maligned for the sack totals or whatever you want to say, like, those are the kind of plays that you need out of guys that you pick that high, and Cleland Furl kind of, you know, justified that a little bit for at least one play.
Yeah, I just do want to say real quick, I don't think there's any truth to the rumor offensive coordinator Joe Brady has been fired. We're not sure yet, but on 4th and 1, and you don't give the ball. And here's the thing, not only don't give it to Christian McCaffrey, then sneak Teddy Bridgewater. They did like the only thing they shouldn't, and the Raiders stopped them.
I think Alex Arma finished the game with a half a yard two carries, something like that. So, yeah, probably not a play that we will ever see called again for the Panthers. And if we do, I'd be shocked to see it. Even if you do pull that play, I'd be shocked to see Alex Arma in on that again. So, Adam, we're
about the Raiders defense there. This was kind of like a welcome back party, too, for Jonathan Abram. We got to see him in a full game, 9 tackles, 4 assists. What did you think of Jonathan Abram and his return here to the Raiders?
He was noticeable. I think that's the biggest takeaway. Like, anytime the Raiders are lining up on defense and there's a play unfolding, you're just like, oh, yeah, there's Abram again. He's in the screen. He's always around the ball. He's always making plays. And he's always, like, you know, yes, he does make himself a part of it. You know, you always notice him because, you know, he makes sure you notice him. But at the same time, you're noticing him because of his play. Like I said, he's flying to the ball on every play. And sometimes that's going to lead to, you know, some mistakes. I thought there were some over-pursuit moments from Jonathan Abram, and I think there's some plays he might like back. But at the same time, like, you can't fault, you know, a guy like that. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get maximum effort every play. You're going to get eye flying to the ball. And if he makes a mistake, it's because he's, you know, over-pursuing or because he's overdoing it, not because it's a lack of effort on any play. Like, that guy was excited to be back on the field, and you could tell that. But certainly, I think the defense is going to be thrilled with the impact that he's going to have going forward.
Adam's right. Well, a couple things is Derek Carr said afterwards, the best thing about Jonathan Abram is he gets a second game this year. You know, he got hurt last year and he was out for the year. Secondly, I'm not happy at all with him because I did not play him in fantasy against you, Heidi Fang, which is why you'll probably beat me. But third, one of the things that, one of the things Adam talked about is over-pursuing is Christian McCaffrey's first touchdown. He kind of overshoot, took a bad angle, and if you do that against Christian McCaffrey, you're not going to win the battle, and he scored the touchdown. But yeah, 11 tackles, first game back. He gets, you know, Carr talked about this afterwards. The energy Jonathan Abram brings that defense and that entire team is huge. You have to have guys on both sides of the ball who get you fired up, who, you know, get you into the game. Jonathan Abram, I think defensively, from what we saw today, will be one of, if not the leading guy in that term.
Well, let's go ahead and hear from Jonathan Abram from the post-game press conference where he spoke to reporters today.
It felt great to be back out there today with my guys. Today was a very sloppy performance on the defense's part. We got to go out and execute way a lot more than we did. We gave up a few big plays, and, you know, if you give up big plays in this league, that's kind of how you get beat. You know, we was fortunate to come away with the dub today, but, you know, overall, you know, we did what we needed to do to get the win.
Adam, how do you rate this Raiders defense and their performance overall? Because when you look at it overall, like you said, there wasn't a lot of pressure there up front. When you look at what they did, only Hurst and Nassib kind of had a half sack apiece, so it's one sack for this defense. What, you did hold the number one back in the NFL to just, I know it sounds silly, but it's Christian McCaffrey. Just 2 touchdowns and 134 yards in this win. I mean, some teams, when they faced him, he goes upward of 200 yards. So, I mean, where do you think this defense did well in this performance today?
Well, I think the first thing you say about him is kind of what we said. They made a play when they had to. So they were torched much of the day. And as you said, there are concerning things. Like, if you want to look at this and say, hey, you won, that's all that matters. True. But I think I don't think anybody believes as you play the same game as you did today, next week, that you're beating the Saints. There was way too much given up defensively. There was not enough pressure ever. Bridgewater was able to pick them apart. Trust me, Drew Brees will be able to pick them apart if they don't get to him at all next week. So, the lack of pressure was concerning. The lack of getting big stops was concerning on a grand scheme. But then you look at specifics. They made the 4th down stop when they had to. Now, of course, the Panthers went away from McCaffrey, but you still made the stop. And, you know, a lot of teams are going to focus so much on McCaffrey that they fall for that little fullback dive play up the middle. The Raiders didn't. And I think that was part of the problem earlier, is that they were so focused on trying to stop McCaffrey that they were letting other guys just kind of run wild. They kind of adjusted a little bit, let McCaffrey have his, and made sure to shut down everybody else. And I think that was a pretty good adjustment. But in addition to that stop at the end of the game, those two stops early in the third quarter were huge, because it was just back and forth. Seven lead changes, that I think only happened one time in any game last year in the NFL. So it's back and forth. And at some point, the Raiders decided, hey, we need to get stops here. Like, you're not just going to be able to go back and forth all night if you want to win the game. And they got a couple stops. And that, I think, you know, was a springboard for the offense to really capitalize. They went up 12. They allowed the Panthers back in the game. But that was, I think, the keys is getting the stops when they absolutely needed them.
All right, let's take a quick break right there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about injuries, how they may affect the Raiders going forward into their home opener against the Saints. So stay tuned right here on the Vegas Nation Game Day Edition.
Have you been injured in a car or motorcycle accident and the insurance adjuster will only pay a fraction of your claim, or even worse, nothing at all? That's not right.
What is right? Finding an attorney who will be a fighter for you when you need it most.
At Sam & Ash, we are revolutionizing personal injury representation by focusing on your rights and your recovery.
Call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Sam & Ash, because you deserve what's right.
You've counted on restaurants, now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery too. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget, that code BLUEWIRE is for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Sundays are coming back to the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live, out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams and favorite players, no matter where you live. NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code BLUEWIRE.
Derek Carr was great today. That's what we asked of him in a game like this. We didn't know much about our opponent. He made a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage and in the pocket, and really gut check drive in the fourth quarter. And we can say whatever we want about the defense. They got the stop when we needed it. Fourth quarter defense, fourth quarter pass rush is going to be a big part of winning in this league. And I'm just really happy to get a win for the Las Vegas Raiders.
That was Raiders head coach John Gruden talking about the win that the team picked up. And in this win, there was a lot of injuries, a lot of guys dropping like flies. At first, I thought, well, maybe this is just cramps because of the weather. It was very humid out here. I stood out there the entire game, and I have to say it was just beyond drenched. I had a long sleeve shirt on to do our pregame show with, and I had no change of clothes. I was melting into my shirt. I really, really was. But it's Heidi Fang, Ed Graney, Adam Hill. We're going to talk right now about week two coming up and some of the injuries that this team sustained. Trent Brown was one. Sam Young was another, and another big hit at linebacker. And even Henry Ruggs left the game temporarily. So where do we start? Ed, what happened to Nick Kwiatkowski?
Yeah, Nick Kwiatkowski, it's a pectoral. That could be bad. We're not sure. I think you'll know more tomorrow. That's one to keep an eye on. You know, the tackles, you were out there, and I think every second my phone was going off with texts about who was going out of the game. Trent Brown, Sam Young, Denzel Good, I believe, last played tackle, and Pop Warner out in South Carolina somewhere. So when you have Denzel Good as your tackle, it's not something you go to the board in the beginning of the game was this is what we want to happen. But you know what? He held up. That whole offensive line held up. They didn't sack Carr one time. Henry Ruggs had a knee, but he came back. Trayvon Mullen had a little... Nick, he came back. I think as you go into tomorrow, you know, I think obviously Trent Brown has this calf. We don't know how long this is going to bother him. He missed, if not all of training camp, he was out there for a couple of days and he lasted like a series or two here. There's obviously something wrong with him. Sam Young in a groin, that could last a while, but I think you're more concerned with what Adam's been talking about is the defense. They can't start losing any kind of key players. And we've seen pectorals in the past in this game keep guys out for a long time. If it's torn, it could be really bad. So we'll just have to wait tomorrow to see when John Gruden updates the media on all the injuries.
That aside, Adam, what do you think is the most significant injury that this squad sustained in week one? Was it the tackles? Was it Kukowski? Is it if Trayvon Mullen has a lingering type issue? What could be the biggest hit here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all of those. And the biggest thing is, as Ed pointed out, you get a much more detailed rundown tomorrow. John Gruden after the game was obviously wanting to talk about the game and wanting to talk about what happened out there more than he was injuries. And I think a lot of that is you just don't know. Like, you have to get home. They get on the plane, they get home, they figure it out when they get here, and they get a much better idea of exactly what it is. I would say if any of those are, long-term injuries, they're massive. Like, Kwiatkowski, if he is out for a significant period of time, we saw what happened last year defensively when Vontaze Burfict got suspended. I mean, he was doing such a good job of, holding down that middle linebacker spot, the play calling spot. It's so vital to this Paul Gunther defense. And when he was gone, yeah, they didn't have a whole lot else in the linebacker core, but everything kind of fell apart from there defensively. That's the same role that Kwiatkowski had. He was the guy with the headset on. He's the guy calling the plays, the guy organizing everyone. And they're a little bit better equipped this year to deal with something like that because they've got, guys like Littleton, who is more of a cover guy, but has been around in the linebacking core. They've got McMillan now, who comes in and has a little bit of experience in the NFL. So I think they're more equipped to deal with something like that than they were last year. But at the same time, you don't want that to stick around. And man, Trent Brown has missed so much of training camp, was barely out there and barely played today. So you have to wonder how lingering that could be. And, the biggest thing in the NFL is not an injury, it's cluster injuries. And they're really going to deal with it in the tackle group. I mean, they were able to fill in today, and they were able to do that last year as well, where that line just kind of turned over, and whoever was in there, and they played well. But that's going to be troubling. But here's the other one to think about. Henry Ruggs came out of the game. He finished the game. He came back in. But he was not nearly as effective as he was earlier in the game. And I sensed from John Gruden afterwards that they still have a little bit of concern for Ruggs about exactly where he is. Ruggs said he's fine. But Gruden said, hey, we'll have to see where he is. He was able to finish, but, we'll find out. So that's another one to monitor. Not that it could be necessarily a long-term injury, but certainly was not the same player down the stretch as he was in the first half.
That's a really good point, Adam. And we know as well as anyone, look, what happens in 24 hours often is more serious. Now, we don't know what they're going to say in 24 hours, but you're never surprised a day later when they check these guys, when they have a night or 24 hours to sleep on it to see what would happen with an injury when the trainers get him home. They can't afford to lose any of these guys, let's be honest, but Ruggs was pretty dynamic, I would say, for a rookie playing his first NFL game until he went down, left the field. It was the end of the first half anyway, but came back a little late and then played. But Adam's right, he wasn't the same player. So we'll have to see tomorrow. That you just never know. I think Kwiatkowski, obviously, you're going to have to see what's happened to him. He's a key to that defense.
All right. Well, let's talk one last moment here about Derek Carr. As Miles Simmons stops by, as we're recording the post-game podcast, Miles Simmons used to be with us.
He remembers this well.
And he has to come by and say hello to Adam really quick. Hey, Miles, just jump on in here, man.
How's it going, Adam? I can't actually hear you right now.
Didn't sound genuine at all.
As we go on with this podcast.
Yeah, you can't because I have the headphones. I'm like trying to share an ear, but we're social distancing. So it's like, here you go, Miles. But okay, is there any concern right now about Carr's numbers yet? Or is this game just one where the Raiders kind of took advantage of Carolina's defense? I mean, he's still kind of not throwing as many long balls as I think a lot of people want to see.
I mean, he was efficient and he didn't turn the ball over and they got a win on the road. He didn't have huge numbers, but again, you had a running back who scored 3 touchdowns. And I'll go back to my original point. In the red zone, they were 3 of 4 in touchdowns. They scored a field goal the other time they're in the red zone. So for a team last year, Miles knows this, he was covering the team who couldn't finish the red zone. You have to take that as a win. I mean, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over and they're efficient and Josh Jacobs can run like that, I would hope he and others on that team don't worry about the numbers. I mean, they came here and got a win. And he was efficient. And the last drive, he made enough plays, helped by the Tahir Whitehead interference, huge. But yeah, look, he played well enough to win. And at this point, that's what they need.
Look, the thing I think, sorry as I just jump in on this podcast, but hi guys, and hello to the Vegas Nation audience. I'm reasserting myself on this podcast. Look, if you're going against two cornerbacks, one of which is a rookie and a fourth round pick, and the other just got to this team literally on Wednesday in practice for the first time, they probably should have taken a few more deep shots. Right? I think it stands to reason that they could have done that. But at the same time, like you were just saying, that when Josh Jacobs is running like he's running, then it kind of doesn't matter. But at the same time, look, he only averaged 3.7 yards per carry today. And that's against a team that is a little bit improved against the run from what they were last year. But still, I think that you want to get him a little bit more consistently in those gash runs. And again, they were able to prevent him from having negative runs, too many negative runs. But the Raiders should be better running the ball than I think they were today.
They better be in the, you know, they got a tough schedule coming out. There's Miles Simmons. I believe he's going to get a steak. We have not confirmed that yet, but it was good to see Miles today. It's good to see him.
I haven't seen him since March. Like, we were all like quarantined, and then we were doing the podcast from, remote locations. So, Miles, I was glad to have you stop by just for a minute. And Adam, what was your take today on the offense with the Raiders before we walk away?
Efficient. I think that was the big one. Like, yeah, I think they wanted to establish right away, right? Ruggs deep, second play, go downfield. And then Ruggs got wide open for that next one. Was the second drive, I believe, yeah. Right down the field. And listen, they know they have that weapon. Now, the problem is Ruggs gets a little bit hurt. And then who's the other guy? Who's the guy that goes deep for them? They've got to figure that out. I think Aguilar is a candidate. Rico Gafford wasn't active today. So they've got to figure that out. If not Ruggs, then who? Because you can't, just because Ruggs isn't, you know, at 100%, just abandon that part of the game that you thought was going to be so important to you this year. But they took a couple shots. I think it opened things up a little bit. And if you really think about it, I mean, he had a chance. Carr did, to go a little bit shorter on that longer, not that it was a deep ball, but a longer touchdown pass to Aguilar. And he took the shot, threw a perfect pass on that touchdown when he could have, you know, thrown it short. And that's something that he took criticism for. And I think, by taking the shot, he showed he's willing to, and the team showed confidence in him, and it was rewarded with a great throw and a touchdown. So I think there's a lot of steps they can still make. I think they can't rely on Ruggs to be the only deep threat. But as much as you want to critique and nitpick, those are things that they'll go over and they'll figure out going forward. And again, just to reiterate it, because I said it before, but I think it's important. You could have easily come out of this game with a loss and just trying to figure out all these things out. You get to figure all these things out and try to improve and get better after a win, which I think is the most important part. We talked about the Chiefs didn't look great the other day. Everybody expects that they're going to be phenomenal, but they got to figure some things out in a game that they won. You saw that all around the league today. Even in the AFC West, the other team being the Chargers, who won a game today that they didn't look pretty. But they found a way to win. And it's always easier to make that big jump week one to week two when everybody says, you know, that is the most important week of the year. Matt Rhule said it this week when we talked to him. Like, how do you know where your team is? He said, I don't, but I know the biggest improvement's going to come between game one and game two. So I just want to get out there, see what we have, and then go back in the lab. And that's what the Raiders get to do, and they get to do it off of a win, which they're going to be thrilled about, because these next, you know, seven opponents – they might end up being favored here and there in a spot or two. The Chargers didn't look great. We'll see how the Bucks looked awful for a lot of the game today. So maybe the Raiders end up favored in one of those games. But as of right now, they're not favored again until week 10. So they have an uphill battle. They're going to have to try to win some games where they're not favored like they were today.
And that'll be starting back home for their home opener against the Saints, Monday Night Football. And we have you covered here on VegasNation.com. Don't forget to download the Vegas Nation app. Ed and Adam and I are all going to be doing our shows throughout the week. So it starts off with Monday's show. You can catch Vinny's show with Sam Gordon. And that one is First and 10 on the Vegas Nation app. You can find that as well. And then we have Takeaways with Me on Wednesdays and Unsportsmanlike Conduct with Ed and Adam on Friday. So, and the Game Day Show. So we had that debut today. So keep up with everything that we're doing. There's a lot. And you can follow us on all of your favorite social media channels as well at Vegas Nation. And again, VegasNation.com. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Sam and Ash Injury Law. And that'll do it for us today. From Carolina, Heidi and Ed are out. And for Adam Hill, we'll talk to you soon.
Finding the right personal injury attorney in the bright lights of Las Vegas used to be as tough as finding free parking on the Strip.
Now, both have changed. At Sam & Ash, you'll get experienced lawyers who care about you and only you.
We've recovered a total of over $400 million for our clients.
And while no one can guarantee a result in your case, experience like ours matters.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.